TRI. So, you know, it's a comfortable place, and, you know, we know each other. But he showed up, heard his play, and was like, oh, we should make a record. So we had kind of a handshake deal at the beginning, you know. And, you know, it took a while before, you know, we could find the time and the schedule for everybody, and, you know, the schedule for TRI, and get some financing together and all that jazz.
Sure. I mean,
but when it came together, you know, there we were, and we went in and banged it out, and the band played. We played those songs. You know, we didn't invent them on the computer. We played them. And then, you know, Dave did his thing, you know, to kind of pull it together and make it sound of a piece, which he did beautifully. He did a great job on that record. I can't thank him enough for his contribution just overall. Man, he really made it. He took what was a good thing to begin with and made it a very, very good thing in that product. Mm-hmm. And that's not easy to do. So, and I know that he did it.
Well, it comes together very cohesively as like an album, you know?
Yeah, it really does, man. You know, so I gotta give him his props there. It would have been a lot more difficult to get the thing as single-minded as it is in its audio quality. Mm-hmm. If it had been one of those situations where I was either telling people what to do and, you know, poisoning the well like that, you know, being a little dictator, or, you know, having everybody, you know, huddled around the board trying to mix it themselves, everybody at the same time, which is a fun way to mix, and it's how we did the Zero records, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, the process that we used, and the people that we used in the place that we used them, worked out real well for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never seen a producer at work, you know, and so I'm sure, everybody's, you know, balancing, the different ideas that people have, and it sounded like it was a pretty smooth collaboration, you know, with different ideas going into it. But Dave ultimately pulled off a beautiful sound, and like I said, an album. And so you're going to be taking this album on tour soon, you know.
That is correct.
Yes. And so, have you played these songs live? I know that there's one cover on here, but the
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how we got them into, you know, suitable shape to record in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Worked on it live, but I'm imagining that you're gonna find all new different ways to play things too as the tour goes on. So,
I already do,
mm-hmm.
you know, in terms of like having a new way to play things. I mean, as soon as I was done recording that record, you know, in my head, at least, I was on to the next thing, you know. And so I'm 6 months into, I'm at least 6 months into treating it all differently already. And that, you know, that's normal. That's mm-hmm. normal for me, you know.
Well, like I said, it also, I mean, it's one of the reasons why it's so cool to go to the shows, to, you know, hear all these, you know, different kinds of things, you know, going into the music, you know, as time progresses. And so you're going to be, you know, heading east pretty soon, with your first shows being in New York before you head to Philadelphia, you know, a week later. And so, you know, that I'm really glad that you're coming back east. And so,
me too.
And so, I'm glad we didn't, you know, you didn't like just stay in California. I'm glad that you come back, you know, regularly here. So, I have a question though. I mean,
sure.
I was thinking about the Carl Sagan in The Friend of the Sun. Now, there's a song called Orson, also with spoken word. And I don't know that much about, is it about Orson Welles? Is that his voice?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He's telling the story about forgetting the end of a story that he was trying to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, he, as he's racking his brain to try and figure out how to like dig himself out of the, you know, hole he's dug, he's in California while it's happening, and an earthquake starts, and he's saved from having to finish the story by the earthquake, and so that's the end of the tune. But it's a funny story, and it is him. And a bunch of that bit is lifted from that song is the most obvious connection to the Last Danger of Frosting, because we used a kalimba and 12 string and a couple other miscellaneous tracks from the, what the hell did we call it on the record? 12 is good or something like that. I had this 12 string harmonics and kalimba mm-hmm. loop that from Last Danger Frost that is the bed for Orson.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will say that I do love the space theme. And it looks like on the cover there's also a radio transmitter tower, which of course I'm very fond of, and I will say that it's fun to have you on the radio, because as we are as we are on FM radio, these sounds are going forever out into the universe. So
the cover art,
mm-hmm.
okay, in case the family connection is unclear to anybody, and it might be. The cover art was done by Noah Lang, okay, a great artist, the son of Richard Lang, a great California artist, who also happens to be Johnny's big brother. Johnny's mom and Noah's mom are the same gal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and Noah was always into the, even just like as a teen, you know, he would be turning me on to these sounds that he would find, you know, online or on tape, where it was like satellite sounds, you know, like literally, you know, like here's a Russian spy satellite, and you hear the thing going beep boop beep boop boop, and that was the deal, and he'd be happy he found it. But anyway, he's a fabulous artist and a brother, and so his contribution there is definitely something that helps tie the whole thing together on the family level.
Mm-hmm. You know, family project, and so I was going to say again that Steve, I really love this new album. I mean, I've listened to it a lot, and I'm looking forward to hearing it sometime live. You know, with all the improvisations and different things that are happening, and so. I'm not sure if I, missed any things that you'd like to say on the radio. We've been sort of having a conversation, and the questions that I had sort of got answered in different ways.
I hate that.
So I want to plug your website, which is kimock.com, KIMOCK. And you know, folks can check out the album and the video there, and I mean, I know that you've got, you know, stuff that you have to do with, you know, catching a flight and coming back to the East Coast and everything. So I could, you know, let you jump, or, you know, we could stay on a little bit longer.
Oh. Well, I'm just pacing around the yard right now, and I'm okay. So let's dig up one more question, or I'll make a couple more comments on the shape of things to come. But
sure,
but that would be, you know, I mean, if we're truly entering, you know, an area where we're unscripted and we might be able to improvise a little bit, that suits me just fine.
Okay, all right. So I'm gonna I have to do the weather.
Okay.
And I believe the mother's song is an instrumental, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk over top of it as I give the weather, and I believe you'll be able to hear everything that's going to happen. So hold your ears, because I have to hold mine when these goes off. So here we go.
Here we go.
WKPS, State College.
I'll give you whatever you want. Money, women, men.
The Lion 90.7 FM.
The Lion 90.7 FM, your campus weather service forecast, sponsored by Penn State Student Affairs. Student Affairs is proud to support the Lion and many other essential student services. Log on to studentaffairs.psu.edu and discover Penn State Student Affairs.
Hey everybody, this is Sister Sylvie coming to you from the Lion 90.7 FM, WKPS State College, entering the third hour of the Homegrown Music Show today. Today we should have a high of 63 with a low of 47, a little rain in the PM. Then tomorrow, Sunday, a high of 49 only with a low of 40, cooler with rain. Monday brings a high of 52 with a low of 37. Windy with some sun. Then on Tuesday, a high of 31. That's Halloween, folks. High of 50 with a low of 31. Sun and some clouds. And then November the 1st brings some rain, mostly cloudy and a little rain. High of 48 with a low of 43. That is your Penn State Campus Weather Service, brought to you by Student Affairs. And you can go to studentaffairs.psu.edu and see your student activity fee in action. And so if you're just joining us right now, I've been talking with Steve Kimmock on the air. He's talking to us from California, just released a new album called Satellite City. And he's going to be starting a tour that's going to start in New York and until he goes back to California. But anyway, I'm very pleased to have him on. And in the background, we have a tune called Mother Song, which is right smack in the middle of the album, and written by John Morgan Kimmock. So I'm going to sort of fade this out a little bit and say hello back to Steve. And so did you hear everything there?
Yeah, man, I heard that whole thing. And I got to tell you, that weather report was a little depressing. I've been kind of enjoying, we're having some kind of kind of Indian summer kind of routine here in California this last week, which didn't help with our fire situation any, 2 weeks ago. But right now it's kind of nice because, you know, by the time you get to the end of the day, it's you're aware that you're in a desert. It's like 90 degrees, 90 something, and it gets cold at night. And stuff. But,
Well,
yeah, no rain and none of this 31 degree stuff.
Well, I will say again that I'm very glad to know that you and many other friends had fared okay after those harsh fires that, you know, destroyed the wine country out there.
Man, I tell you what, that was insane for about a week. You know, I mean, the we were saved or spared here in Sebastopol by terrain and prevailing winds. You know, most of it happened on the other side of the mountain. By the time the winds got turned around again, it was blowing the fire back into areas where it had already spent its fuel, you know, whether that was, you know, forest or brush or neighborhoods. But it got to be maybe 6-7 miles away at the nearest, so all we really had to do was be ready to run and put up with living in a very dense kind of toxic cloud for a week, which was no fun. The smoke is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. Mm-hmm. Back to the record.
Okay, back to the record. Satellite City. So, it's probably pretty amazing though that you can, after collecting all these different kinds of sounds and then assemble everything into an album. And it sounded like you didn't spend a whole lot of time in the studio. It just sort of came out organically, and it worked. I mean, I think that one of the comments that Dave Schools, the producer, and just so the audience also knows, bass player for, Widespread Panic, I think he described it as an exploration, And so, you're very intuitive, right?
Okay.
Can you talk about that, or as an artist?
Can I talk about intuition as an artist? I don't know. I mean, I suppose I could. Although, I think on some level, what may be interpreted as intuition might be more of more the result of preparation to understand how to react in a moment. You know what I mean? The intuitive part of it might not be like about knowing something that you don't understand or understanding something suddenly that you didn't understand before. It's more about being able to translate in the moment how it feels, musically or something like that, which is not something that necessarily just happens like a flash of insight.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you practice all the time, right? I mean, you're always playing the guitar, or you're playing, another instrument that you love, right?
And so, well, I'm either playing or I'm not, I do spend a fair amount of time playing. That's for sure. Still, even after all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I enjoy doing it, but I think there's. I'm still talking about intuition. I still think that there's something implied in the intuitive thing where there's like a missing step, like there's a leap of faith between what you understand to be correct and how you came to know that, I think in a lot of cases that may not be exactly what's happening in the music.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite song on the album?
Do I have a favorite song?
Mm-hmm. I know it's like asking about your children.
Oh, yeah. I like them. I like them all well enough. And there are points on the record that for me are personal favorites for personal reasons. Like on that first bit, Friend of the Sun,
mm-hmm.
Right? There's in the middle of it. There's a little guitar. There's an instrumental break in the middle of it, where the guitar goes off on this little minor kind of exploration.
Mm-hmm.
And I had tried a couple of things there, because I'm a kind of do my guitar geek thing. So I think, I'll play the L5 to the old Fender Bassman or something like that. thinking I had an idea about a sound, and I'd make that sound, and it was like, whatever. Didn't really stick to tape, or it didn't really, you know, float the boat, or didn't go where the thing needed to go. And eventually, I took my kind of cheapest guitar, in a way, which is this old blue Japanese Taisko, and a really bad solid-state amplifier from the 70s, an old acoustic amp, and played it through a really, what people would think of ordinarily is not a very forgiving speaker, like a JBL 15. So I played the really cheap Japanese guitar through the really bad solid-state amplifier through the JBL 15 and stuck the mic on that. And that was the sound that wound up on the thing. That's the guitar on it. And it just stuck to tape, and it was neat. So I got a kick out of that. So for me, that's a favorite moment. You know, and it's a John Morgan composition, so it's like, that's kind of a favorite song, and it's spacey mm-hmm. in all the right ways. So there's, you know, there's reasons for that to be a favorite. The variation,
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, and that's kind of a favorite for how far it came from where it started, you know, for me.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're kind of all like that. They're all my favorites, and they all got bits in them that are favorites for reasons that wouldn't make any sense to anybody else.
Well, I mean, I wanted to comment that I especially love Friend of the Sun, and I do like especially your when you play those minor chords, you know, it's got a very hypnotic kind of you know, feel to it. So anyway. Well, I was going to say I could play a song, and because like maybe the 9-minute song, you know, the variation, you know, I'd be at another break in my show, and so maybe we should just plug your website again and the tour, and you know, are you looking forward to any specific places on the tour?
Oh. No doubt. We're starting out at Daryl's house, you know, which is, I go online and I watch shows from there all the time. So that's kind of like, that's kind of a big deal for me because I never played there. And I'm aware of the talent that's been through that room, and it's kind of staggering. So, I'm happy to be there. So I'm looking forward to that right away. On some level, I'd rather it were in the middle or toward the end of the thing, so I'm good and warmed up, but I'll be as warmed up as I can be when I get there. Don't worry about that.
Oh, remember to bring your umbrella. We said that was going to rain.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
So, well, anyway, well, Steve, it's been great talking to you. It really
is. It's wonderful. Yeah, thank you so much, sister.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm a huge fan, and just really excited that you've got a new album out and more shows here. So I'm going to play Variation, and we're going to go to break and say, hey, Steve, I'm going to wish you, you know, very happy and safe travels, and we'll see you down the road, you know?
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Sylvia. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and have fun spinning that thing, and
oh,
be
I
good.
Will. I will. Oh, yeah. It's a great album, you know? And
so, all right. I think so, too. Thank God. All right. So we'll see you down the road.
Yes, absolutely. All
right.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Everybody else, see you down the road, too.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. So go to the shows. Here we go.
Adios.